From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, I'm Amy Jeffries. The final votes in the race for the 6th Congressional District will be cast Saturday, December 6, 2014. Former four-term governor and veteran of Congress Edwin Edwards is in a runoff with first-time candidate Garrett Graves. Graves is no stranger to politics, though, having worked with former Congressman Billy Tozan, Senator David Vitter, and former Senator John Breaux in Washington. And until February, Graves was Governor Bobby Jindal's coastal chief. But none of that apparently prepared his voice for the long campaign season. Graves was still a bit hoarse when I reached him by phone Wednesday afternoon.
I'm feeling fine. Just my voice is under the weather.
Well, I know we have just a few minutes to talk, and I appreciate you taking the time. So I'll just jump right into it. You've listed investments in transportation infrastructure among your priorities should you be elected to Congress. Meanwhile, the Highway Trust Fund, which pays for roads and transit systems, is depleted. And the federal gas tax, which feeds that fund, has been untouched in over 20 years. So now there's talk of raising that tax. Would you vote for that?
A flat-out raising of the tax, no, I wouldn't. You obviously have a fundamental problem there in that you have a static figure based on a gas tax, while at the same time the government is coming in and forcing car companies to increase the miles per gallon. And so you have an insolvent trust fund. It's the math equation you would expect. So I think we need to take a fresh look, take a step back, and find ways to fund the infrastructure needs in a solvent manner, but I want to say importantly, in a manner that is revenue neutral as well.
What would be the first revenue neutral solution that you would propose?
I really want to spend some more time talking to members of Congress, talking to the Department of Transportation, car manufacturers, energy producers, consumers. I've heard different ideas that have been discussed and really would like to have a few hearings to talk about the pros and cons and see where the people of Louisiana are in regard to their priorities for the best way to establish a solvent fund.
You've spent the last few years in state government, working for most of Governor Bobby Jindal's tenure as head of Louisiana's Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. In that capacity, you've objected to a levy board lawsuit against oil and gas companies over damage to coastal wetlands. And instead, you've sort of pointed a finger at the Army Corps of Engineers, suing them for restoration funds. Why?
When you look at studies, when you look at causes, when you look at the history of coastal Louisiana, our state was growing 0.75 square miles a year prior to the levees being built on the lower Mississippi River system by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I attribute somewhere around 90%, and this is based on numerous studies, up to 90% of the coastal land loss in our state to the Corps of Engineers' actions. It's an idea about sequencing. You can't just come in and try and go after all these people at the same time, especially filing lawsuits. The levy district did not go sit down with the oil and gas companies. They introduced themselves through a lawsuit. That's not how you do business. What I've said publicly is number one, I think we need to get through the BP oil spill litigation. Number two, we need to be moving forward with litigation against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And number three, we need to concurrently be working with the oil and gas industry to address some of the liability that I have stated over and over again that I believe is there, but I believe it's minimal compared to the Corps of Engineers.
Is there something that you think Congress should do to address the responsibilities of either the federal government via the Army Corps or other entities, or with respect to industry regarding preservation of the coast?
Well, in regard to the Corps of Engineers, absolutely. Congress is supposed to be the oversight venue for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I think the Army Corps of Engineers has walked all over Congress, and I think that there needs to be a better venue of accountability. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to help put that pressure on the agency to do what's right. The Corps of Engineers is out there right now trying to expand their wetlands jurisdiction and trying to increase regulations protecting coastal wetlands, while at the same time their actions resulting in the largest historic and ongoing loss of wetlands in the United States and doing nothing about it. That hypocrisy needs to stop.
There's a new mantra that has emerged among particularly Republicans in Congress who reject climate change. They say, I'm not a scientist. The coastal master plan that was put together by CPRA under your leadership, however, relies very much on climate change science to quantify the threat of flooding in South Louisiana. Do you think the attitude about climate change and about environmental protection in Washington needs to change?
You know, for us to develop a master plan and not acknowledge that land is sinking, to not acknowledge that we've measured sea rise in South Louisiana would be irresponsible, and I think would be dereliction of our duties to the citizens of Louisiana. We had to acknowledge what we've observed and what's projected moving forward. In regard to Congress, look, I want to be clear. I do not agree with coming out and forcing cap-and-trade regulation. You've got to take a step back and take a different approach to this, and you can't just approach it solely from an environmental perspective because it'll never go anywhere.
I guess I go back to that question. I mean, do you think that the attitude about these issues in Congress is striking the right tone right now, or do you think it's adjustment?
I don't think you can summarize the tone, the mantra, or the attitude of 535 members of Congress in one sentence. You obviously have scores of different positions on how to properly balance economic and environmental policy, and I'm looking forward to participating in those discussions and sharing some of the unique perspective from South Louisiana.
Garrett Graves, candidate for Congress in the 6th District runoff on December 6th. Thanks for talking with me.
You bet. Thank you.